J'espère que vous êtes toujours là. Ce qu'on entend, c'est Karma Moffett. Karma Moffett, ça s'invente pas comme nom. Sitting Still Within, Sitting Still Without, de 82, probablement les tout débuts du New Age. C'est intéressant parce que c'est joué seulement avec des espèces de cloches tibétaines. C'est donc que de l'acoustique, il n'y a pas de synthétiseur. Et ben moi, je trouve que ça marche. Ça a vraiment un effet calmant. Et avant ça, on a entendu aussi une très longue pièce de Brent Snyder, la pièce Cumulus de sa cassette Cumulus, quelqu'un de Toronto. Ça aussi, ça date, je pense que c'est du début des années 80. Alors, vous écoutez toujours l'émission du Sleepy King, émission qui se veut apaisante, comme je disais. On va entendre maintenant une pièce, une composition de Thomas Blindtub Wiggins, qui date de 1861. C'est Monsieur Wiggins était un esclave noir aux États-Unis. C'est une pièce qui parle de la guerre de sécession. C'est une composition magnifique, en fait, où on entend un peu tous les bruits des batailles liées à la guerre de sécession. Mais c'est vraiment quelque chose de très touchant. Et on va enchaîner ensuite avec notre ami Byron Coley qui va nous lire de la poésie. Et puis toutes sortes de belles choses. Sleepy King à CKUT.
This is an untitled poem by Stuart Z. Perkoff, the great Venice, California poet. It was originally published in his 1976 book, Visions for the Tribe, published by Black Ace Temple of Man. And then it was reprinted at Voices of the Lady, the collected poems put out by the National Poetry Foundation in the, I don't know when, I think 98 or something like that. Anyway, untitled. Poets of the world, be careful. I can't say it strongly enough. I know, I know. I tell you I know that she stands on every corner, waiting and watching, that she looks into the dark doorways and empty windows, seeking, that she tirelessly walks up and down the hard streets of our world, calling. Watch out, you fools. You are blind as well as deaf. That's one of the things she hates. Be careful, poets. It's not enough to put a pretty word next to another one, a real image or two studding your verse. Won't save you at this reckoning. This is the real thing. Take cover, poets. She is knocking on the door. Are you shivering in your shit-filled shoes? Have you roses growing out of your nostrils? She is coming. She is coming. She is coming through the door. She is coming up the stairs. She is opening the doors of the bedrooms and the eyes, looking in. She wants to hear no stories. She wants to hear no songs. I think she's had her belly full of singing. She is merciless. She knows what you have done. There is no use crying about it, making up fancy tales. You've gotten too good at that anyway. She'll take it back. It's hers. She wants it back. Run, poets. Run. Hide, poets, hide. Be careful. Take cover. I warn you, I know. I tell you, this I know. She's coming up and down the streets, in and out of the houses, in the dark and the light, seeking, looking, crying, mercilessly examining every soul. I warn you, she is as relentless as you would expect her to be. It's hers. You know it. When she finds you, she will take it back. We'll be right back.
Thank you. And she used to sit up at night because she wasn't better, but she used to talk about it. And so we were up on the deck very early because she heard, she felt this tiny dog, which is got to be up there. And he said, no, I'm not doing this, you've been up there before, there's nothing better. But anyway, we did get up there very early. And my father, I think, when he saw what was happening, said, well, we just stayed close by this lifeboat. But they didn't launch the boat to lock down, as you probably know. It was a bit upset of a single class. And so where we were standing, this boat that I was in before they eventually got in, we didn't move from it, stood there until it was launched. And it was that side of the deck, at that end, that this random cafe door opened, and this very small orchestra played this tune. Now I'd never heard that in my life. I'd never heard that in my life. And yet the first time I heard it afterwards, I almost had screaming hysterics, a young child that I was. Now, I have spoken to quite a number of my survivors. Anybody who was on that side of the deck, on the port side of the deck, would agree with you, they heard it. But other people said, rubbish and nonsense. Well, of course they didn't hear it, they were a long way away.
Thank you.
Et c'est donc la fin de cette 84e émission du Sleepy King. Ce qu'on vient d'entendre, ce qu'on entend encore derrière, c'est la magnifique pièce de Gavin Bryars, The Sinking of the Titanic, jouée par l'ensemble Alter Ego, et avec les bruits de fond, les scratchs de Philip Check. Une image quand même frappante pour notre temps. Et puis, juste avant, on a entendu la voix du poète noir beatnik Bob Kaufman. C'est un extrait d'un documentaire qui en fait, c'est le trailer, la présentation du documentaire qui a eu sur lui qui s'appelle And When I Die, I Won't Stay Dead. Et on a entendu un extrait d'un de ses poèmes. Voilà. C'est tout pour cette émission. On se revoit, on se revoit pas dans 2 semaines, je serai encore sans doute dans la maison en train d'enregistrer une émission pour vous. On termine avec une petite.
Good day. You are tuned into Free City Radio. It is Wednesday, the 27th of April, and I'm your host, Stefan Christoph, in Montreal. This is the 107th edition of the program. We share a new episode with you every week on Wednesdays. On the broadcast today, I'm going to be sharing something more on the experimental side. I went through some archives of soundscapes that I recorded. That is both in different cities, sounds of the cities, but also music. These travel to a few different places. We hear Metro Ride in Montreal. I also included some organ experimentations that I worked on, a bit of guitar. There's also sounds recorded in Beirut, Lebanon, by Tamara Abdulhadi and also Jad Hajar. Both of them recorded those sounds as part of a collaboration I had with poet and author, hip-hop artist Narsi, when we presented a piece at the Aga Khan Museum in Toronto. I prepared a soundscape for that. We weren't able to use it for the actual show. There was a lot going on. It was great. But